Clippers took away.
Welcome back to Pro Pels Talk Special Edition, live from the Smoothie King Center with Jarrett and Lito. Open practice just wrapped up. Before you get in the show, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Then you buy a Birdsall Law Firm. Jarrett, right off the bat, Zion Williamson had the thunderous dunk. He's back. What'd you see from him today?
But when you did see him, like, the explosiveness was there. Like, you know, to get up and do a 360, do a windmill with that, you know, mustard behind it. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was some sauce on it on his glorious Sunday. I think Zion's ready. I think they were just a little cautious today.
Yeah,
Lito, what'd you see from him?
Man, Zion looked good, man. He seemed to be like enjoying being out on the court with his teammates. Like when they did the introductions and everybody had like they team coordinated handshake and shit. Like it was cool. He felt like it was good to be with his guys.
Yeah.
Good to see him. You know, dunk. I mean, the dunks were amazing. I mean, that's the dunk. That was the Phoenix dunk, right?
Hey, yo, even the miss.
Yeah.
Even the miss. Over,
yeah,
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 yeah, yeah, yeah. This was dope. That was good, man.
Yeah, so also, like, a lot of fans showed up today. I'm not going to lie to you. On Sunday after a Saints game, 5 o'clock, the game had just ended. Like, the fans, like, showed out today. That was awesome to see.
Yeah, I think that was pretty obvious from everybody. Like, oh, wait, you know, it's a Saints game, Saints Sunday.
Right.
Early, like, you know, people going to clean up their houses and cook dinner. But no, they came to show support to the Pelicans after a Saints win. So I think that was a big shout out to them, to the fans for pulling up and kind of showing up. Yeah.
So look, Tuesday, I mean, shit, we're here, guys. Like it's starting. Basketball's here Tuesday.
Yeah.
They got the Orlando Magic coming into town. Yeah. Obviously, you know, you still want to see, you want to see Brandon, CJ and Zion play, Lito, but who are you looking actually most forward to on Tuesday?
I'm looking forward to seeing Kyra, and I'm looking forward to seeing Jordan Hawkins.
Why Kyra? Why those two?
I think those two have a unique opportunity with Trey out, with Jose out, with Larry. I know they don't fill in for Larry, but I'm just saying the allocation of minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, with those guys being out, I feel like Kyra can kind of resurrect his spot. Like, I feel like he can, you know, he's got a skill nobody else on the team has in that speed. And you saw him and Jordan have a 3-point like shootout from half court. Yeah. Like, and it's crazy. Like, he couldn't make that.
No, he couldn't hit the rim.
He couldn't hit the rim. Right. Kyra couldn't hit the rim. Media day, but like today, it was like, I think he made like 5 of them.
He didn't even hit the rim today either. Yeah. He just went all net though.
Net, yeah, he netted it. And Jordan, and for me, Jordan, I just feel like with Jordan's skill, I mean, it's a unique one that like can pay you a lot of money if you.
Yeah.
You know, you do it right. And with his movement ability, I think that he has he'll get some minutes. And he's an athlete. Like you saw, he had some dunks today too, where it was like, damn, man, like Hawk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we saw that in the summer league. Like, he had some house, but he showed out. Like, Jarrett, who are you looking forward to on Tuesday?
Najee Marshall.
Interesting. Why?
You know, Trey's out. Najee has been that guy where he's been fluid, right? He's been put in this position, he's been here, he's been there, he's had DMPs, he's had games where he started and scored 20. I think this guy understands like his role, and I think he can be a valuable piece to a team that gets, you know, far in the playoffs. So I'm expecting him to kind of show out.
I'm glad you mentioned Najee, because he doesn't get enough credit for like all the roles he fills. Like,
yeah.
You know, like if you need him to be a defender, like he'll go out and guard the best, you know, if he needs to go score, if he needs to be a creator, he does that. And it's not talked about enough because every winning team has a guy like that.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I think he's Josh Hart-esque.
That's like a really good comparison.
Yeah.
I think he's
a guy that can do pretty much anything on the basketball floor. And for him to say that he had the best summer coming into this season, and then okay, there's a position where Trey's out and Jose's out. Okay, that's essentially Najee can play both of those roles, and I think that's him.
Before I get to hold it later, because I wanted on that topic, because you told me something really interesting at practice. You said that Najee, like, his shot looks different. What about it? So, like, you know, the fans, they don't get to see that every day. What's different about it? Like, I agree with you. I agree.
It's a fluid motion now. There is no stopping. There's no pausing. There's no, like, I'm trying to work on my form. This is how I have to shoot it. No, it's fluid. Like, there's no hiccups with him.
Now, that's what first of all, Favre got he's got his brand on his shirt. That's crazy. I feel like Najee Marshall's, like, mechanics on the jump are so smooth. Like, his releases all one motion and is so clean. Catch it right in the pocket, pause, and it's just a good shot. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, yeah, I mean, this fool was on the line. I feel like.
I love this show.
I feel like I will five. Like, I think I was looking at him shoot the day, like, when that was going on, he was just on the court by himself getting a couple shots of him. Like, I'm like, I literally saw my cousin. I said, damn, his release looks so much different and it's so much like smoother. I think Najee's gonna have a good year.
So, I think this is an important topic to talk about. Jared, we'll start with you. Brandon didn't play until I think the last game of the preseason last year. I'm hoping you see CJ and Brandon and Zion gain as much minutes as possible in JV and Herb.
Yeah.
Because it's important because they only got, once again, everyone knows they got 10 games last year. Those three got to play. What do you, especially with Borrego and his new offense, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to take some time, right? But what do you want to see from those three especially?
Man, there's some times where, you know, you want to be cautious, right? And you won't play people an amount of minutes, but you've had that test and you still failed. What's the point, right? They have to get ready for the season. They have to get prepared for the season. I know training camp isn't as, you know, aggressive as it was in, like, you know, 90s or anything right. like that. But now I think you take that time and kind of implement that during, you know, these preseason games and kind of get ready and get ramped up now, because it's going to take time for the offense to gel. Right, with, you know, some semblance of an offense, you gotta have to learn it. It's not gonna be that easy. So I think this is a good time for them to get ready.
And that's a really good point. Like, they gotta play together, Lito. They have to play together. And like, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, preseason, I'm gonna be tuned in because I want to see what Borrego's doing.
Yeah.
I want to see the new wrinkles." Obviously, we saw a little snippet of like Zion coming off and hitting JV on a short roll a couple of practices ago. That's the stuff I'm looking for, right? Like, is Brandon going to have the ball in his hand a lot? Is CJ going to be playing off ball, right? Is Zion sometimes, are they going to experiment with Zion at the five during preseason? Like, there are a lot of questions here surrounding the Pelicans, Lito, with preseason basketball.
I stayed up watch Hood, Shafino, and Jackson Hayes play basketball last night. You don't think I'm about to stay up to watch Zion Williamson play basketball? Like, are you crazy?
How did Jackson Hayes look last night, by the way?
Yeah, so, I feel like, you know, normally I feel like I would say preseason basketball isn't important. I feel like I would say you probably couldn't take anything away from it. I feel like that was a lie. I think preseason basketball is very important. And because training camp, like Fab said, it's not as aggressive as it used to be. So guys aren't like, they're not giving 110% like every time, right? But like in preseason basketball, you really get in shape for the season. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm talking about like actual, I know guys are in basketball shape, but that's different from actually playing basketball. And if you know, you really go hard in preseason, you already get your engine started for the regular season. You don't have to warm up. Like, we don't have to spread and take those 10 to 15 games to get ready. Like, you ready already.
LeBron James famously said he isn't fully ready until like game 10, game 15. Like, think about that. The greatest basketball player in the world currently. And, you know, he's at this point 21 years, 20 years in the league.
This is 21, right?
20 year, yeah, 21. 21. And he's telling you, like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, you're like, that's crazy. Like, he's at the point of like, yo, I'm not in basketball shape until this point. What if you got a head start? What if you got ready now?
And you're talking about a dude put $1 million in his body to say he's not ready, like.
But and like, that's LeBron James. Like, yeah, one of the, like, that is
Apex.
LeBron James.
Yeah. Right?
So let's get down to the New Orleans Pelicans, right? I'm not trying to take a shot.
No.
This is year five now. This is year five. You can't get off to a slow start.
No. You can't afford it.
So I completely agree. It should be like pedal to the metal. Once that ball is tipped here on Tuesday night and Smoothie King starting against the Magic, like, season started, in my opinion. No, the season has started.
Don't try to be 4-0 in the preseason.
Yeah.
You should.
Right. I 100% agree.
You should.
Yeah.
It should be a mentality. Like, these are not throwaway. You can't throwaway games.
You better be diving on the floor. If I see somebody diving on the floor game one,
dude, it's real.
Who comes to mind when you think
Marshall.
I was gonna say Herb. Herb.
Herb is hilarious, bro.
Funny,
take us in.
Herb is hilarious, bro. Pause. I think they were going through some. Hey, there you go. Okay. Good. I'm proud of Justin here, Jermaine,
man.
Yo, Herb was going through the drills with like this almost vicious look on his face, as like he's getting ready. Although we know he's probably just playing around, but I just think like that guy, although he doesn't like talking to media and I think that's like his thing, like he seems like a very, and Trey even alluded to it, like Herb's a really hilarious guy.
We the little interaction we had the other day, like, well, more off camera.
Yeah.
Like, it was her funny.
Yeah. I thought Trey was great on the mic too. That's not an easy job to do. Is like take that and like listen.
He's done the best job.
The rookies come out in the hot dog uniforms and like they don't want to. You know, it's just kind of
year after year. They just had this thing with Glizzy's dog. Like, what is?
Yo, that was nasty. That smooth. The chant in the Smoothie King Center with the Glizzy chant.
Glizzy chant.
That's crazy, that's man. So I'm not mad at EJ. Honestly, like, I'd have. I'm not doing that. Hey, put my car on all flats. Like, put it on the bricks.
On bricks.
Bro, it was probably like 1,000 people in here, bro. I'm not about to sit up. Like, that's just insane.
Yeah, that's insane.
That conversation right there was great. Okay, so one last thing I wanted to talk about, but we mentioned Kyra Lewis. Lito, we'll start with you. It's a very important year for Kyra, right? I think this is a
contract. To get money year.
A contract year, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't really gotten a fair shot at it, we would say. Jose obviously has been sidelined. He should be back in the next couple of weeks. But this is a time for Kyra, especially in the preseason.
Yeah.
To make a name for himself. Who I'm looking for is actually Kyra Lewis.
Hey, Brother Five. Yeah. You know how you told me that one thing a long time ago about that one guy being better than the other guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need that other guy to be better this year.
Think the other guy
I'm gonna need the lottery pick to be a lottery pick
as he should be better by draft, you know, compensation. He should be better, I think like the potential of the draft pick is way higher.
Okay,
I expect way more.
Okay,
because the athleticism, the speed,
yeah,
hey, that's cool. You ain't dunking every play. I think where he needs to excel is being overly smarter than the next point guard.
I agree.
He needs to develop a floater consistently. He needs to shoot the midi consistently. If that's his game, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see the timidness.
I agree.
I want to see the, you know, somebody come check you 94 feet.
The lottery pick.
I want you.
Don't. Yeah,
I'm and then you're picking me up 94.
Yes. I didn't think he knew who he was when that happened, when the 94 feet situation occurred.
I think like the energy that he's, you know, exuding right now.
Yeah.
I think he knows.
He knows now, and he knows like I don't have to over dribble. I don't have to overcomplicate this.
One move and go.
Just go.
But you mentioned one thing, Jared. Speed. You can't teach that, and that type of speed he has, especially on James Borrego offense, is only like. I think he fits perfectly in the system, especially not like last year with Case Hill, where everything's kind of a set and like we get set half court. This is get the ball and go. And that's what Kyra can do. Don't think, just get the ball and go.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. And that's why. I think you mentioned all the time, he was a good shooter in college.
Shot 50% from three last year. And then he got like benched for like 20 games.
We came in game.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like the quick hitters that James Borrego has fit perfectly with Kyra.
Bro. I know this particular, like, this wasn't a serious walkthrough or whatever, but the movement that I saw, bro, LaDonna, somebody, LaDonna. I feel like the movement that I saw, even though in the little bit of time that we saw, bro, it was nice. It was some nice sets being called.
You know what's crazy? That sets make us smile. Pause. Like just seeing the big catch it at the elbow and somebody
playing through the big
and running off of him and he's making a playoff that we've been talking about this for years.
That's all we ever wanted. Well, Tuesday season's here.
Hold on before we get out of here.
Yes.
I gotta say one thing. Who is the DJ in here tonight?
Some guy.
I've seen him before. I don't know his name.
I saw Holla back outside. Listen, whoever the DJ was that was in here tonight, cuz did his thing. He was cold.
Oh, he cold.
I got to shout
you
out.
Who the DJ was, you're here. Make sure you drop it in the comments. I don't know who.
Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass. I was like,
Jerry was actually dancing on the baseline.
You saw me, bro. Uh-oh. I was singing everything.
Bro
was in his bag.
Shout out to you.
Bro was in his bag.
Like and subscribe. Season starts Tuesday. Jared, Lito, Justin signing out from open practice.
Peace.
On Sunday. Later.
I need to clear something up about New Orleans. While our culinary scene might be on fire, our food has never been about heat. it's always been about flavor. And this is how New Orleans does flavor. Are we clear? Crystal, how New Orleans does flavor.